Phil.
Não, não, não.
It is Phil Wiley. And it is so good to have you here.
Thank you.
And he brought a team with, for those who are new tonight, dit is even Engels, omdat anders verstaan zij niet wat ik zeg. He brought a team with him, Carol and Philippa. So good of you to come and join us. En voor degenen die vanavond voor het eerst zijn, deze conferentie hebben we met een aantal mensen inhoudelijk ook voorbereid. En mocht je een indruk hebben waarvan je denkt, die wil ik graag met iemand toetsen van het team, of die is misschien voor meer dan alleen maar waarvoor ik dacht dan dat die is, misschien is die wel voor de hele vinger of voor de gemeente. Hier zitten ze vooraan, bijna allemaal op een rij. Mark, kun je even staan en zwaaien, dan kan iedereen je gezicht zien. En Christine en Ron, die zit daarnaast, maar die is even bezig. En en ikzelf, en we hadden daar ook nog Jonathan af en toe bij, maar die is er vanavond volgens mij niet. Nee, die moest weer terug naar Rotterdam. Goed, Phil, the floor is yours.
Let's go up there actually, that would help. Okay. Hello. Who had a good dinner? Yes. We went and had dinner with the Koonstras. Koonstra. Ja, goed. We had a particularly good steak. It was very, very nice. We went just up the road. I feel rather full, but full of fuel for this evening. So that's good. So tonight, what we're going to do is something just a little bit different. In that, we are all going to participate in some stuff tonight. Yeah! Woo! Now, I know that not everyone gets excited at the idea of participation, but I promise you it's going to be good for us. It's going to be really good for us. So we're going to be kind to you, and we're going to have a good time, and we're going to just believe God to come and really meet with us tonight. Just by the way, for the amazing audio-visual team, I do have a PowerPoint slide. It's number 2. Yes! Let's hear it for the guys at the back, just doing an absolutely brilliant job. Well done. All right, so we're going to do a little bit of an activation session, which I'm going to just talk about now, and then we're going to kind of get into it, because here's the thing. If you want to grow, you got to have a go. All right, so there is no shortcut to growing in the prophetic, to growing in hearing God, then we've got to have a go at some stuff. And so what we're going to do tonight is we're going to work through some of the beautiful boundaries we looked at in the after lunch session. You remember those? Let's just quickly flick those up just so we can familiarize ourselves with those. There they are. So these were the beautiful boundaries that we want the prophetic gift to operate within. And you remember what we said, that Jesus draws boundaries on our lives, not to punish us, but to promote the right things. He wants to promote the values that reflect him and his kingdom. And so this is our list. It doesn't have to necessarily be your list. You can borrow ours if you want to. But these 7 things, the prophetic is loving. So when we prophesy to other people, it's an encounter with a loving Father. So tonight, when we're sharing words with one another, the aim is that even if you get a prophetic word that's not 100% right, at least the person you're sharing with should feel loved by God, by the way that you share it, by your body language. They should feel that they're one of God's special treasures. Let's go back to the previous list. Yeah, that's the one. There we go. It's biblical. So we're not going to prophesy the date of the second coming of Jesus tonight. Amen? All right, we're not going to do stuff that's not in the scriptures. All right, we're going to prophesy stuff that's in line with the revelation of scripture. Encouraging. So we're going to prophesy in a way that builds up, lifts up, cheers up. So we're going to do no judgment. We're going to do no warning. We're going to lift up. Okay? Accountable. So anything that's shared tonight, I want to make sure that you know that you can test it, you can weigh it. If it's not from God, you can throw it away. But at the very least, you should seriously pray about it and share it with somebody else. We want it to be accountable, okay? Revelatory. So we're going to believe God tonight for some actual revelation, all right? For him to actually speak and show us some stuff that we didn't know before we came in, and that's going to bless us and it's going to help us. We want it to be supernaturally normal, which is good news. It means you can be yourself. You don't have to quote from the King James. You don't have to put on an accent. You don't have to roll your eyes into the back of your head. You can be quite normal tonight. Well, as normal as we get, you know. And then lastly, we're doing this in family. We're doing this in team. So the idea is not for a few superstars. The idea is that we're all in this together. Amen? All right, so that's the kind of list that we're going to work through. And we're going to give you some different activations as a team as we go through. And what we'll do as a team is we'll model how to do these before we get you to do them. All right? So the idea is we're in this together. We're going to do it with you. And here are just three foundations for doing activations that I think are really important. The first one is this. Our foundation for wanting to grow in the gifts of the Holy Spirit is this truth. We are all sons and daughters of a Father who speaks to us. All of us have that in common tonight. If you're a sheep, you get to hear the shepherd. That's your only qualification for hearing God tonight is, anyone here follow Jesus? Brilliant. We are in good company because that means my sheep hear my voice. All right, so tonight is not about the select few. It's about everyone. Your Father wants to speak to you. And you remember what Jesus said about asking him for the Holy Spirit? He says, you know, you who are evil know how to give good gifts to your children. How much more will your Father in heaven give the Spirit to those who ask? So that's the kind of Father we're coming to tonight. We come to a Father who's faithful, he's good, he's generous. So I just want to banish any nerves that there are tonight. God's a good God. He loves to speak. He loves to communicate. So that's the foundation. All of us get to hear him without exception. The second foundation is that trial and error is the only way to grow. Now, you will know more of John Wimber's story than I probably do. But certainly I remember one of the early stories that John Wimber shares in the early days of the Vineyard movement was that he prayed for at least 1,000 people before he saw one healed. You know that story very, very well. And John's thing was, when do we get to do the stuff? You know, when do we get to do the stuff in the Gospels and see the kingdom come? And from that conviction, he's like, right, I'm just going to pray for people who are not well until I see someone healed. But he prayed, I think, upwards of 1,000 people before he saw his first person healed. Now, in your very DNA as a movement is trial and error. That's called the growth curve. And the only way to grow is to go through the pain barrier, which is where you have to try something. Yeah? All right, so tonight, the reason that we're doing activations is that we want to grow, and so therefore, we've got to have a go, and that's okay. That's the way that we grow as people. I remember in our church, when we were wanting to press in for words of knowledge, Simon, who leads our elders team, and Wendy, another lady in our church, they're like, we've got to see healing, and we've got to grow in words of knowledge. And so they thought, no one else is bringing them, so we'd better bring them every week. And so for a period of months, every single week, Simon and Wendy would get up during the service and they'd ask God for a word of knowledge and share it. And they said in the first few months, not one single person responded to any of their words of knowledge. And Simon said by the end, he said, even if I had a word of knowledge about someone here and there's a head on your shoulders, still no one would respond. So he said there was so much unbelief in the church that even at their best attempts, they would try every single week because they wanted to grow and they wanted our church to grow. And eventually, one Sunday, Wendy shared this prophetic word, this word of knowledge. She said, I feel like there's someone here and you've got a back injury from playing rugby. That was her word of knowledge. And a gentleman immediately stood up and he said, that's me. And he was a visitor that Sunday morning. It was his first time in church. And so remember the history, given words of knowledge, no one's responded, first one has responded. So they pray for this gentleman who is instantly healed as they pray for him. And we're like, we got our first one. But I tell you, it took weeks and months of having a go and going through the pain barrier of looking a bit foolish, but staying secure, but keeping on going. And that's just so important. It's the only way that we grow. I remember taking a prophetic team to a youth event where I challenged my team and I said, right, I'd love us just to ask God for people's names in the room tonight. And then when they respond, we're going to prophesy over them. So I said, I'll start, but then I want us all to have a go. Let's ask the Lord for some names. So I went first. There's a room of maybe 150 young people. I gave a couple of names very confidently. Nobody responded. Like nobody. And I really cranked the handle. I was like, are you sure there's no one here with this name? No one responded. And so I was like, well, do you know what? That's okay. Because the way that we grow is by having a go. And actually, how you fail in public is just as important as getting it right in public. You know, to show that you can have a go. And even if you don't, we call it a splat. Even if you splat rather than soar, you still say, you stay secure in who you are. Yeah? And so anyway, I pass the microphone to the next lady in my team, a lady called Liz. And she gets on the microphone and she shares the name of two girls who, and she says, if you're here, could you just put your hand up? These two girls turned out to be best friends. They were sitting next to each other in the, on the carpet. They just started a Bible study in their school. And God met with them powerfully that evening. I got it wrong, but somehow my heroic failure opened the way for my team member to get it right. And that's how we grow. That's the only way to grow, all right, to try. And then lastly, the last foundation for tonight is that we have to redefine what success looks like in the kingdom. So I have got a 100% success rate of praying for the dead to be raised. Okay, I've prayed for at least three people that are dead, and I've got a 100% success rate. Now, how do you define success? Do you define it by outcome or by obedience? I've obeyed three times that I felt the Lord tell me to go and pray for the dead to be raised. None of those people were raised from the dead. But what I did do is I obeyed my Father. The results are God's. I can't raise anyone from the dead. I don't know about you. He's the only one. That's in His hands. My job is to say yes. That's my job, because I signed up to be a disciple, like you. My job is to say yes to the shepherd, to say yes to the Savior. That is success in the eyes of your Father. And so tonight, what we're not going to do is we're not actually going to overly focus on outcomes. We're going to celebrate obedience. And just for you to know that you've got a Father in heaven who's cheering you on and saying, yes, I love it when you say yes to me. I love it when you obey me and you respond in faith. So let's redefine success. That's very, very important. All right. Happy days. Good to go. All right. Let's get the first activation on the screen. So here we go. Everyone ready? Just nudge someone next to you and say, this is going to be really good for you. Yeah. All right, let's get the next slide up. Here we go. So, our first beautiful boundary on the prophetic is loving. The prophetic is an encounter with a loving God. And so, what I want each of you to do now is I just want you to ask the Father for a loving, encouraging word. And in a minute, I'm going to tell you who to go and give that word to. All right? But before I tell you that, I just want you just to take a moment with the Holy Spirit and say, Lord, would you just give me a word that expresses your love to somebody else in this room? And just be praying, Lord, when I give this word, would they experience the love of the Father as I share it with them? Okay? Is that all clear? So just take a moment. Just ask the Father for just a message of love and encouragement. Thank you, Lord. If it's a long message, you might want to write it down. If you've got a phone, or you may just want to lock it in your brain. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We love you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Come, Holy Spirit. Just going to give you just a minute more. It might just be a really, really simple message. The Father loves you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. All right, just wave at me if you've got something to share. Just give me a wave. Great. Anyone not quite there yet and need a little bit longer? Okay, let's just give it like another 45 seconds. Just ask the Father just a loving, encouraging word. What does the Father feel about this person you're going to share with in a moment? Thank you, Lord. Father, just release revelation in this room. Open our ears to hear you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Bless you, Jesus. Yeah, we love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. All right, listen, if you haven't got anything yet, don't worry. It's going to come to you at some point in the evening. So here's what I want you to do with what you just received. I want you to give it to the person who's sitting in your chair. Okay, did you get that? I want you to give that word to the person sitting in your chair. All right, so I want you to reread or re-articulate that word that you just got, and I just want you to speak it over yourself. All right, speak it over yourself. Let the Father communicate his love to you. Okay, just take a moment. Holy Spirit, I pray right now as we just ponder words of love from your Father's heart. I just pray for an experience of your Father's love right now. You love us. You're loved by God. You're the apple of his eye. You're a special treasure. He delights in you. Hallelujah. Your Father delights in you. Oh, we bless you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You know, on this one, I just want to encourage you just to ask the Lord sometimes, Lord, how do you feel about me? How do you feel about me? I started a journal at the start of this year, and one of the questions I have to ask myself every day or ask the Lord is, Lord, how do you feel about me? And so I'm just going to give you like a few because some of them are quite personal. But here are just some of the things the Lord said to me the last 25 days or so. I love you, Phil, with an everlasting love. I believe in you, Phil. I believe in the purpose for which I made and called you. You're so deeply loved and cherished by me. I'm excited about our future plans together. Phil, you have the ability to change the world. You're strong when you stay close to me. I'm proud of how courageous you are. I'm with you. I'm going to help you. I'm proud of you that despite your scars, you still trust me. You're like a polished arrow in my quiver. I've made you ready for impact, and I love to send you out. I could read you line after line after line. Ask the Father, Lord, how do you feel about me? Okay, the prophetic is an encounter with the loving God. And so what you just spoke over yourself, learn to speak over one another. Amen? I know I tricked you on that one, so I'm sorry. All right, we're going to move on to the next one. Philippa, come join me. Let's give it up for the amazing Philippa Westwood.
Hello. Are we ready for another one? Great. So the next one that we're going to do is prophesying based biblically. So we're going to be using scripture to prophesy over each other. So in a moment, I'm going to ask you to just take a moment and ask God to remind you, and it could be a specific scripture, or it might be a story or part of a story for somebody else in this room. And then we're going to go and share it. Are you up for that? Yeah, great. So I thought there's no way I can do this without showing you and putting myself on the spot first. So I just wondered, the guy who was playing bass just a moment ago, where are you? All right, would you mind just standing up for me? So remind me of your name. Joel. Great. Well, I was reminded of a verse in Psalm 23, just one, where it says, "You prepare a feast for me in the presence of my enemies." And there's this sense of coming to the table with God. And there's lots of things that can represent this table. But what I felt was for you in this was, I feel like he's bringing you to a table of strategy. And I saw you sat at this table with the Lord. And I can see like almost like he's showing you strategies for business and different business plans. And I don't know if you work in as a kind of self-employed person, but I feel like the Lord is just beginning to drop strategies in your head to know where to direct your business, and particularly some specific client and client groups he's going to start to give you as you come to that table. So does that resonate with you? Are you self-employed? Yeah? Okay, great. Thank you, Jesus. So, as you can see, I think obviously we want to bring the scripture or the passage, but we also want to be asking God, can you take us beyond that? As Phil said, it's actually, can we ask for something that God reveals to us as well? So I'd really encourage you to take that little extra step, the extra 5% as you do this. So just take a moment, wherever you are, and just ask God, okay, will you give me a scripture for somebody else in the room? And when you have that scripture, just start to ask him, okay, Lord, what do you want to say to this person through that scripture? And now here's the fun part. We get to share it. So just take a look around the room and just ask God to highlight somebody else in the room. And when you're ready, feel free to go. Everyone, why don't you just stand? That sometimes makes it easier. And don't overthink it either. Just somebody might just catch your attention. Just go for it, guys.
Can we have you up? Like just a bit of piano in the background.
Just a bit of piano.
Yeah,
really good.
To start with, that would be really good.
Yeah, so we're going on to encouragement after that.
Yeah, great.
Thank you. Guys, if you haven't yet shared your word with someone because you've been prophesied over, I just encourage you to maybe now move on and start giving your word to somebody else.
Going to give you 30 more seconds. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. All right, just quick bit of feedback. How many of you received a scripture from somebody else? Just give me a wave. All right, now just wave both hands if you found that an encouraging scripture that was shared with you. All right, just look around the room. There's lots of waving hands. Lord, thank you. Thank you for your word. Thank you for the way that encourages us. How many of you shared a scripture with somebody else? Okay, wave both hands if you were encouraged. Yes. All right, brilliant, brilliant. All right, well, listen, we're gonna stay in this vein and we're going to move on to our third beautiful boundary, which is encouragement. Okay? Now, what we're going to do in just a moment is we're going to partner up with one other person and we are going to encourage them. And the reason we're doing this is that encouragement is the essence of the prophetic. Again, 1 Corinthians 14:3, we prophesy to comfort, encourage, and strengthen other people. So encouragement is the DNA of the prophetic. Now, here's the twist. What I want you to do is not just encourage someone for something that they might have done, but I want you to encourage them by looking at them through the lens of the Holy Spirit. We're going to encourage not by just what we see with the naked eye, but by the spiritual eye. So you remember the story of the angel coming to Gideon in the Old Testament. Gideon was hiding, he was afraid, and yet the angel comes to Gideon and says, "Rise up, you valiant warrior." And Gideon's like, "Who are you talking to?" Well, the angel is speaking to Gideon how God saw him from God's perspective. Jesus comes to Simon Peter and says, "Simon Peter, I'm giving you a new name. Your new name is Rocky. On this rock, I will build my church." Now, I think everyone else in Jesus' team was thinking, "You got that one wrong, Jesus. Simon is not like a rock. He's all over the place. He's so emotional." And yet Jesus is calling out the treasure that was within Peter. He was saying, "Peter, this is who you really are." Okay? He was encouraging Peter according to the Spirit. And part of the prophetic gift is that we call out the treasure that's within that you might not even see about yourself, but somebody else does. So the lowest level of encouragement is to encourage someone that they performed well. But we need to learn to encourage by the Spirit. This is who God says you are. You're a valiant warrior. You're courageous. Your Father loves the way you trust Him. Okay, did you get it? All right, so don't go yet, but what I want you to do is just go and find somebody else. So stand up again. It doesn't have to be someone you're sitting next to, but it could be. But I want every single person in this room paired up with one other person, all right? So go. If you need to move out of your chair and find someone, then do it. Well, everyone's just taking the person next to them. That's fine. That's all good. Okay, once you've found your person, just take a moment to pray. And then I want you to take it in turns to encourage one another. All right? Off you go. So make sure you take it in turns. Speak the life of God over one another. Thank you, Lord. 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 We love you, Father. Thank you, Father. All right, just wave at me if you're feeling encouraged right now. Just wave at me feeling encouraged by that encounter. Some of you are still encouraging, which is brilliant. Fantastic. Thank you, Lord. Yes. All right, just stay standing just for a moment, but let's come back together. Thank you, Lord. I forgot to demonstrate, so I'm going to do it now. There's a lady here in the red jumper. You're looking at, yeah, right now. I just felt the Lord wanted to encourage you, and I felt like He just wanted to encourage you that you are a woman of great faith. You're a woman of great courage. You're a woman who's trusted God through thick and thin. And I just feel the Father says there's a calling on your life to bring breakthrough in the next generation. There's something on your life about children and young people where you're going to leave a legacy for the next generation. And particularly in terms of the things of the Spirit, I can see God giving you many, many young men and women to disciple and take into your home. I feel that your home is going to be a place of refuge. It's going to be a place of hospitality. It's going to be a place where the lonely are set in families. And just the Father says He has anointed you for breakthrough. And even though sometimes you feel like you're shut up in secret and not seen, He sees you. He sees you and He hears your prayers. And I tell you, you carry weapons that are mighty for the demolishing of strongholds. And He loves you so much. He loves you so much. I hope that encourages you. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. There's also just a lady down here. Again, I just felt like the Father wanted to encourage you, if that's okay. Yeah, is that all right? Just a real quick encouragement. Again, I just feel like the Father said that He has put a deep, deep hunger in you for the things of the Spirit. And He says, don't settle. Don't settle for mediocrity. Don't settle for anything less than what you see the Father promising you in Scripture. Because again, He's anointed you to move in the things of the Spirit. I feel particularly there's a prophetic gift in your life that He's wanting to fan into flame, that you're a woman who sees in the Spirit. I don't know if you dream a lot, but I just feel like there's a dream life that you have that the Lord wants to anoint, and you're going to start to understand and decipher the dreams that you have. And I feel like maybe in a previous period, you actually suffered with nightmares and maybe even night terrors or panic. And that was just the enemy trying to hijack the true gift that God puts in your life, which is you're called to be a prophetess. You're called to be a woman who carries revelation of the Father wherever you go. And so the Lord says, be encouraged. Keep pressing in for more. God loves you. And He's so proud of you, so proud of your faith. He's so proud of your courage. And this is just the beginning of your story. There is so much more written in His books for you, and you're just so precious to Him. And so I hope that encourages you. Thank you. All right, amen. Hey, God's good, isn't He? He loves to encourage us. So we're going to stay in this vein. Philippa, go for it.
Great, great. Well, you can take a seat for a moment if you want to. We are going to move on to the next activation. And basically, we're going to take what we have just done, but we're going to look a little bit outward. So what I would love you to do is, if you have a phone, or maybe you've got a bit of paper if you don't have a phone, I would love you to take your phone out and wave it at me once you've got it out of your pocket or your bag. Great. Now, what I would love you to do is pull up your contacts list on your phone.
Here we go.
And Phil is going to live demonstrate it as we do it. So as you get up your contacts list, what I would love you to do is just start scrolling through your contacts list, just asking Holy Spirit in the back of your mind, Holy Spirit, who would you love me to encourage today? And it doesn't have to be a really strong sense. It might just be you just notice your eye just flicking back to that same person. Might be a really simple sense. But just look at their name. And then what we're going to do together is send a prophetic encouragement to that person via text message. Or if you don't have your phone on you, you can write it down and maybe send it to them a bit later.
Thank you.
again, don't overthink it. Just go with your gut sense of what you feel like God is saying to that person. And maybe if you're kind of most of the way through your message, maybe just take a moment to ask God, what's the extra 5% where I can step out, take a risk? That might be asking God for something a little bit more specific than maybe you've gone before. For some of you, that might be sending a message to maybe someone who doesn't know Jesus yet. Could look like anything. But when you're ready, send that message.
I just sent my message to a friend in Canada. I hope it's not going to cost too much. Yeah, that's right, yeah. Can you give just 20 more seconds just to press send? I know some of you just finishing your message. Thank you, Lord. Worship him just for a few moments. Just lift your hands. Just draw near to Jesus. The spirit of prophecy is a testimony about Jesus. We say, Jesus, worthy is your name. We love your name. We glorify your name. Be exalted in the heavens, Lord Jesus. Just begin to sing in the Spirit, just where you are. Let's sing a new song to the Lord. Your presence in this room right now. We thank you that whenever your presence is amongst us, anything is possible. We just say, come Holy Spirit, come Holy Spirit, come in this place. Lord, I pray, would you just in this space begin to release healing power, your healing presence in this room. Just feel like there's people here and you've got knee issues. I felt particularly as we were coming here, I had like a pain in the back of my left knee. So I feel like there's, particularly if you've got left knee pain, I'd love to pray for you right now. But any kind of knee pain or joint pain, if that's you, could just raise your hand where you are. Wave it at me if it's a left knee. Left knee. Right, we've got some left knees in the house. All right. Okay, just keep your hand in the air, please. And if you're near one of these men or women, could you just go and just put a hand on their shoulder real quick? And I just want us to pray. And in a minute, we're going to get some others of you bringing some words of knowledge. So I just want to model this first, and we're going to pray, and then we're going to get some others to come and share as well. So Holy Spirit, we just thank you that you're an amazing healing God. And we thank you for your presence in this room right now. And so Lord, I just pray for every single knee, every single ankle joint or knee joint. And I just speak health and wholeness in the name of Jesus. I just take authority over every bit of ligament pain, every bit of inflammation, every bit of damage in a joint, any bit of chipped bone. I just take authority over that, and I just release the healing power of Jesus right now. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Ooh, thank you, Lord. I just see as well, just someone, other people, just right in the kind of base of your neck, kind of like third vertebrae down. Again, I just feel like God, the Lord just wants to come and touch those that have got kind of recurring neck issues, particularly in this part of your neck here. Just again, wave at me if that's you. All right, if you're near someone with their hand, again, just go to them. Lord, we just speak right now to neck pain, and we just say, be healed in the name of Jesus. Lord, let your kingdom come. Let your will be done. Lord, would you come and release your sons and daughters from pain right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Just see someone else that you had you came off your bike. I think it's in the last 18 months, and the injury just still hasn't fully healed from some kind of bike accident. I think it's in the last kind of 18-month period. Again, who's that? Just give me a quick wave. Is that you? Any more? One, two. Wow, there's a lot of bike accidents. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. Again, let's just gather around these folks. Lord, we just speak healing in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just say where bones or parts of body haven't set right or healed right, we just say be healed right now in the name of Jesus. And just speak to forearm injuries, to elbow injuries. We just say be healed in the name of Jesus. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit, in your healing power right now. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. All right, if you've got a left ear issue as well, Philippa just got a word of knowledge for left ear. Left ears, just great. Lord, we just speak to ears right now in the name of Jesus. We say, come and bring healing. Come and bring your healing power. We speak to ears. We say, open up, be healed, be well, inflammation go. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Okay, if you've just been prayed for, could you just test out what's going on? All right, move your knee or roll your neck or try your arm. If you can, I know some of you can't. But let's just see what the Lord's doing in the room. All right, thank you, Lord. Okay, can you just, if you've just been prayed for and you know there's either some improvement or complete improvement, can you just wave at me? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Anyone else? You just know immediately there's some kind of difference after prayer. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Lord, thank you so much. Thank you, Lord. Right, sorry. What's improved?
I had a sore left knee and it's gone.
So you had a sore left knee coming in and the pain is completely gone. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. All right, so there was another hand. I can't remember where the hand was. Where was the other hand? Someone else? Yeah, come on. What happened?
I had pain in my neck and I feel no warmth, in a nice, cozy warmth.
A cozy warmth? Any pain left?
I feel pain.
So no pain left in your neck. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
My left knee was unstable. It is... stable because prayer.
So your left knee was unstable and it feels a lot more stable now. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. All right. Hey, listen. Come on. Thank you, Lord. So what I'm going to do now, just stay standing. Stay standing. If you can. If you can. What I'm going to do is I want to invite at least 10 people to come up and join me who've never ever given a word of knowledge before, and we're gonna have a go together. Is that okay? Well, some of you aren't sure, but I promise you it's gonna be good. So quickly, let me just teach you two techniques for getting a word of knowledge. Number one is what I call the body scanner technique. Imagine that your body is going through an MRI scanner. And just ask the Holy Spirit to stop the scanner when it gets to the part of the body that God wants to heal in this room. Yeah? So in your imagination, just say, Lord, show me. It might stop at the nose. It might stop at the chest. It might stop at the knees. But just use that visualization technique to say, Lord, would you just highlight something that you want to heal in this room? Technique number one. Tool number two is what I call sympathetic pains. So my word of knowledge for a left knee came because I had a left knee pain all the way on the flight here and I don't get knee pain. And so I thought, I think this is a word of knowledge. I'm going to bring it at the conference. And two people's knees have just been healed and it was a sympathetic pain. So again, just say, Lord, would you speak to me through my body for somebody else? So it might be that part of your body starts to become warm, or you might even get some sympathetic pain in a part of your body, all right? So, shall we just pray? And then I'm going to invite 10 volunteers who feel like they've got a word of knowledge just to come and share them, and we're going to pray. Is that okay? Great, about two of you, that's fine. Yes, brilliant. Thank you. All right. So why don't you just close your eyes where you are, and let's just ask the Lord to come and speak to us, shall we? And you can use the body scanner technique or the sympathetic pain technique, or just say, Lord, would you just give me the name of a body part that you want to heal? All right. So Holy Spirit, would you just come and speak right now? We thank you that your healing presence is in this place already. We've not had to sweat it. We've not had to work hard. You're just a good father. You're a good father. You're a healing God. And so, Lord, we just pray, would you release revelation right now in the name of Jesus? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. All right, I particularly love people who've never given a word of knowledge before to come and join me. So as soon as you feel like you've got something, Just come here, and we're just going to take the first 10 people, and then we're going to share it, okay? So just come join me. Well done. Well done. Remember, the Father celebrates obedience. Amen? So we're going to celebrate it as well. Thank you, guys. Well done. Amazing. Thank you for your courage. So, so good. All right. So what have we got? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Woo! Brilliant. All right, well done, guys. So what I'm going to do is I'm just going to go down the line, and I just want you just to quickly, you can all sit down at this point, all right? And we're just going to quickly share what you were feeling, all right? So go for it.
Ik moest denken aan een buik en specifiek de baarmoeder. Dus ik weet niet of iemand iets met de baarmoeder heeft. I don't know the translation.
Okay, so any kind of specific issue with, so it's uterus specifically, yeah? Okay. Stomach issues in general or womb? Okay. All right, what we're going to do at the end is we're going to do all the words of knowledge, and then at the end, I'm going to ask you to stand up if one of these applies to you, okay? So remember, we've got womb.
The lower back and the hips. I felt a strong push when I was praying in the back.
The stomach with nausea.
Right knee, rechter knie.
Stomach problems is also.
Migraines. The ball of your right foot.
I think someone here has a 6,000 euro debt that feels like it's not officially their debt, but they do feel ashamed about that debt.
I had the impression that somebody's suffering from pain between their shoulder blades.
Okay, I had to think of pain on your chest, specifically on the right side with your ribs on this side.
I had an impression about a left elbow, specifically from falling, maybe off of a ladder, or like you were doing something around the house and you fell on your elbow.
Brilliant. Well, can we just applaud these guys, firstly, for their courage and obedience? Right, stay there, stay there. Okay. If you can want to respond to any one of those words in knowledge, can you just quickly stand where you are? Quickly stand. Well done. Brilliant. This is fun, eh? Okay. So, here's what we're going to do. We're all going to be ministry team. We're all going to pray. But if one of these people specifically had a word that you feel like you'd love this person to come and pray for you, you can come and find them. But if not, just where you're standing, why don't you just reach out a hand to these beautiful folk who are responding for healing, and let's just pray, shall we, for the healing power of Jesus to come and touch them. You up for that? All right, why don't we stand together again, because I know it's getting late. All right, thank you, Lord. But again, if you specifically want any of these guys to pray for you, do come and grab them and just say, yeah, please pray for me. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. thank you, Lord. Come, Holy Spirit. Just release your healing power. Release your healing power in this room. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Lord, thank you for what you're already doing. Thank you, Lord, for your nearness. So again, we just speak to pain. We just command it to go. We speak to disease. We say, go. Come, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. 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 Lord, that's our declaration tonight. You're the way maker. You're the promise keeper. Thank you, Lord. Thank you that when you speak, life flows. Life flows within the sound of your voice. And so, God, we just thank you tonight. Thank you for speaking. Thank you for drawing close. We just say we love you. We love you so much. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You know, we had at least one more activation, but I think we're going to save it until tomorrow. And that is our supernaturally normal activation. It's going to be great, but we're going to save it for tomorrow. Just last couple of things I just want to say. Firstly, always ask for feedback and be honest. That's really important. You know, if you're prayed for to be healed and you're not well and you're not any better, you don't need to make it up. Okay? We can be real. We can be authentic. That's really important. Also, if you have been prayed for tonight and you've not experienced any measure of healing, guess what? You're still God's favorite. You are still God's favorite. And it's a mystery in the kingdom. We don't always understand why some get healed and some don't. But what we don't draw the conclusion of is if you weren't healed tonight, it means you're any less loved or any less seen by the Father. He loves you. He loves you, He loves you, He loves you. And so I carry sickness in my body. I've been prayed for many, many times over many, many years and not been healed. But guess what? I know that I'm still my Father's favorite. And He's got it in hand. And I know one day I'm going to get healed. Even if I have to wait till glory, I'm going to get healed. And so I just wanted to quickly say that. And then lastly, the last thing I want to do is just to really simply pray that the prophetic watermark in your life and your church's life would just rise. So if you'd like that, I just want you just to lift your hands right where you are. And I'd just love to finish by just praying for that for you. Lord, I thank you so much for the Benelux region of churches and just for the beautiful history of faith. And Lord, I want to pray that would you take the prophetic watermark to a new level in this next season. Lord, with all that the enemy is trying to sabotage in the realm of the prophetic, Lord, would you come and do something new? Would you come and do something authentic? Do something that's kingdom. Do something that smells and looks like Jesus. And Lord, I pray for every man, every woman, and every church represented. Lord, would you cause our spiritual ears to open right now in the name of Jesus? And would this be a new day of hearing our Father speak? You know, it says of Jesus in Isaiah 50, Jesus says, He has given me a listening ear. I wake morning by morning and I listen like one who wants to be taught. And I want to pray Isaiah 50 over you, that you would have a listening ear, that you would wake morning by morning and that you'd listen to what the Father wants to say. Because when the Father speaks, life flows. So Lord, thank you tonight. Thank you for heavenly bread. we don't live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. And so, Father, switch on the lights on your prophetic people in our churches. We pray in Jesus' name. And if you agreed, amen. Amen. Thank you so much.
Nog twee korte dingetjes. Er was in de rij fysieke aandoeningen. Er was er één die ging niet over fysiek, tenminste, tenzij je portemonnee soms voelt. Daar had jij een aansluitend indruk over. Geen.
Ja, dankjewel. Ja, dit is voor mij ook nieuw. Ik ben aan het oefenen.
Is goed.
Ik ben aan het oefenen en ik had God gevraagd ook om specifiek te worden met een getal. En dat getal matcht ook. Dus ik ben iemand die dan ook van het instappen houdt. Dus ik zoek naast mij nog 11 mensen die mee willen doen in het verlichten van 6000 euro schuld. Als dat bij jou past, neem 10 seconden bedenktijd. Als dat bij jou past, wil je dan straks nog eventjes naar me toe komen.
Jij bent dus niet dezelfdegene met die schuld. He, dat is even voor de duidelijkheid. We weten iemand die daarmee, over wie dat ging, dat woord van kennis. Maar hij heeft op zijn hart gekregen om te helpen die schuld te verlichten. En ook de indruk daarbij dus om dat samen met 11 anderen te doen. Dus 12 totaal. Dus als je merkt van, hey, dat raakt me. Je hoeft niet per se 1/12 deel te doen. Het maakt niet uit wat de Heer je op je hart geeft. Maar de vraag is, als je geraakt wordt daardoor, wil je meehelpen. En een laatste ding voordat we naar huis gaan. Ik wil je eigenlijk vragen, als je zo meteen opstaat, of je zo misschien eens een rondje zou willen lopen langs al die tafeltop displays die voor over elke gemeente gaan. Dus even voor de duidelijkheid, ik heb het aan het begin ook gezegd, er staat een, kijk, er wordt er een omhoog gehouden door Jan Willem. Er staan van die flap-over dingen die je uit kunt klappen. En onderop de flap over, op de voet daarvan, daar staat een van de 14 plekken waar wij als Vineyard een gemeente of een initiatief hebben. En ik wil je eigenlijk vragen om er langs te lopen en te vragen ondertussen aan de Heilige Geest of er eentje is die de Heer, waar de Heer je hart over wil raken. En als je die hebt herkend, of je dan even van dat stapeltje gele post-its, 1 of 2 of zoveel als je wilt, mee wilt nemen. En een Vineyard pen mee wilt nemen en dan wilt bidden, Heer, ik wil eigenlijk morgen terugkomen met een gevulde post-it, met een bemoediging. Een woord van liefde of een bijbeltekst of wat was de derde ook alweer? Een bemoediging. En om die dan op te plakken op die flap over. En morgenmiddag gaan we nog meer dingen doen daarmee, maar dan ben je alvast een beetje in de flow, in de mood, en dan heb je alvast wat op je hart, in ieder geval voor één gemeente. Mag ook voor meerdere trouwens, maar ja, ik weet niet of je nog wilt slapen vannacht, maar in ieder geval 1. Er staat dus voor elk van de gemeentes een bord, die kant langs en daar, in dat stukje daar zo. Helder?
Als je een woord voor elke gemeente hebt, krijg je een boek.
Jasper suggereert. En als je een woord voor iedere gemeente hebt, krijg je een boek. Mag je je melden bij ons? Prima. Goed. Heer, we bidden u om een hele goede nachtrust en een veilige thuisreis. En dank u wel voor alles wat we vandaag hebben ontvangen. In Jezus' naam. Amen.